Ksuvis by Ches Mishne Zayin. Hiniach Achiv Maus. If his brother died and left over money, not land, so now he did Yibam to her. Yilokach behen karka vuhu ochel peris. They should take this money, buy land, and then he would eat from the peris. If a person does Yibam, the din is, we learned this in Yavamas, that he yarshins everything from his dead brother. He comes ahead of all of his family, he comes ahead of his father. When a person does Yibam, he yarshins his brother's items. And here the items that he yarshined was even money. So he has to buy land with that money and eat the peris. So what's the reason he can't just do whatever he wants with the money? So the Teretz says, the Rav says, because the ksuva that his dead brother had with the Yavama, he is now responsible for. He inherited that. And there is a lien on all of the stuff that he inherited from his brother. There is a lien from her ksuva on all of that. So in other words, if he would sell anything from his dead brother that he yarshined, the woman can go to court and take it back because her ksuva is collateralized and there's a lien on those items. And this shita, which is Rabbi Meir's shita, is that a ksuva can have achrayis on metaltlin, on things that are not land. Normally it's only on land that you can have a lien on. You see, according to Rabbi Meir, you can even have a lien from the ksuva onto things like money. So therefore he has to sell it, and then only afterwards he can eat peris. That he can do. He can have peris from his dead brother's items. Peris atlushim min hakarka, if he inherits fruits that were detached from the ground, yilokach behen karka v'oichel peris, same type of thing. This is Rabbi Meir's shita. The ksuba is mishabed onto the fruits, so he can't eat the fruits or get rid of them. Rather, he has to buy land and he can eat peris from that land. Hamchubarim bekarka, but what about fruits that are attached to the ground when he inherited them? Amr Rabbi Meir, shamanoisan kamahein yofus beperis, v'kamahein yofus below peris. We had this Rabbi Meir earlier, similar. We appraise how much the land is worth with the fruits and how much the land is worth without the fruits. And that difference, which is the fruits, he buys it from her. So then he just eats the fruits and then uses that money to buy land. And from that land, he has the peris from. Because really, the fruits that are attached to the trees is for sure hers because it grew under her domain. But what grows afterwards is going to consider his. So that's why we do it this way. Chum say that the peris that are connected to the ground are his. So first of all, the Gemara says this can't be pshat. The Gemara changes it, not shalo, it's shallah. That of course, if it's connected to the ground, it's for sure hers. So chum are actually agreeing with Rabbi Meir. And here's where they're being chaylik. Atlushim in akarka, that which is detached from the ground, where Rabbi Meir said that you should buy karka and eat peris, here the chum say, kol akoidem zocha behen. Whoever gets it, whoever grabs it first, is zocha to it. Because the Chum do not hold like Rabbi Meir that you can't have a shibud, a lien from a ksuva on items, only on land, not on items, not on fruits. And therefore, if he chops it, it's his, because he yarshined it from his brother. And even if she chops it, it's hers, because she can hold it as collateral for her ksuva. As the Mishnah says, kadim hu zacha, if he's kadim, he's zacha to it, kadmi, and if she's kadim, what should she now do? Yilokach ben karka v'oichel peris. She should take it now, buy land, and then elite the peris. Knosa, harehi ki'ishtal chodavar. After a person is kindness Yavama with Bia, it's like his wife for everything, that if he would ever divorce, he has to give her a get. He can divorce and remarry her. We don't look at it as a arayas of a dead brother's wife. It's his wife now, as the Rab points out. Except for one exception, that her ksuva is only meshubud on the nechasim of her first husband. Meaning the lien that she has is only on the dead husband's items. Because normally, if a person marries a woman, all of his items are meshubed from the ksuva. But that was when there was a mutual kinyan between husband and wife. Here, it was like he inherited this woman, min hashamayim. And he's just serving as almost like a continuation of his dead brother, like we've said. And therefore, it's only on his brother's nechasim that her ksuva has a shibud on. So that's the only difference between a yavam and a regular marriage.